Hey, it's Jason Mayhem Miller.
Hey, this is UFC President Dana White.
This is Royce Gracie.
Hey, this is UFC Bantamweight Champion Dominic Cruz.
This is Chael Sonnen, and if you don't know, you should know. You're listening to the one and only Mixed Martial Arts. Let's get it on.
It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. The latest news and info in the world of MMA. It's Mixed Martial Arts. Sponsored by Bud Light, Here We Go, and Time Warner Cable. On Ohio's best rock, QFM 96. Here's your hosts, Arch Madness, Iron Mike Dorsey, and Doug St. Pierre.
Here we go. Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show fight fans turn to. Arch Madness, DSP, Iron Mike Dorsey. I want to thank our sponsors, Bud Light and Time Warner Cable. Now, fellas, we have a great show. Okay. I'll tell you this. We have a little surprise guest, somebody that we've wanted on the show. We've never got him, and fingers crossed we'll get him later. Dragon Spawn, Dan Spawn in the house. He will be joining us. Bellator's own, Ohio's own. Coming off
the flying knee,
the they're saying it tied
for the fastest knockout in Bellator. If he didn't like tap gloves at the beginning, it would have been like
super, Todd Duffy would have made his dust.
So that's very cool. So he'll be actually coming in here.
He
just
will
a little
be
bit,
now.
So.
Let me throw this by you, and Iron Mike. I know you were out of town. You were in a bunker in West Virginia.
Literally, he
was in a bunker. And how was Greenbrier? Everything good?
That was awesome.
That is cool, man. I've seen it on the Travel Channel.
Now, I did too.
Check this out. Doug and I were watching Bellator Fighting Championships, okay?
What we remember of it.
What we remember, okay? Here's the deal. They have the most awesome, like, just segues and production elements. Guys, I think we should adapt some of Bellator's production type things into our show.
They do a great job. It keeps me glued to the TV.
Now, go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to say, I think that's a great idea, guys. I think we should try it this week.
Maybe take it to the next level, you know?
Should take the show to the next level.
Make it seem like we're bigger than we are.
Yeah, absolutely.
That's what we try to do anyway.
That's what we're basically doing every week, pretty much. But so here's the deal. This is kind of how should I say this? This is the outline of how they do it, all right? You come in and out of talking about stuff by saying, coming up next. And then you have these real hard driving, like
gets
crunchy
you rocking,
riff
like,
guitars.
Yeah. And then you keep watching.
And then you just keep watching. So because the guy says coming up next.
So you wait.
And then he throws in just these hard driving guitars.
And you can't walk away from that.
No.
And like, this being a rock station, could fit in perfectly.
All right. Let's just. So who do we have on today's show?
Well, guys, first we're going to have some big news coming out of GSP's camp that we had this last week. Without giving too much away, GSP is out, and Diaz and Penn are now going to be the main event for UFC 137.
What's that? Coming up next. See how that works?
All right.
Do you see how that works? They're back. Everybody's back.
So.
You know, it's Diaz and BJ are up to the front.
But we also have Dan Spawn and another guest coming up that we'll give you some more information coming up in a little bit for you.
And they could also shed some light on something we talk about on this show weekly, what is going to be coming to Nationwide Arena as far as partnering up with the Arnold. Everybody wants to know, this guy be above everybody else in the flippin' state of Ohio should know the answer.
Right.
So, all right. Does that sound good?
Sounds good.
Did you want to go do it, Mike? Just try it.
Coming up next.
I'm liking it.
Dude, that is badass.
We don't even have to talk as much now.
I don't even think so. Let those riffs just ride out. Stick around, fight fans, because you don't want to miss this. Yes, Doug.
Mike, you want to tell them how to get a hold of us if they want to?
Yeah, as always, you can email us at mma@qfm96.com. You can check us out on Facebook, on Twitter. You can call the listener line at 614-222-8433. And I think that's about it, guys.
That's good stuff.
All right, stay tuned. We got headlines coming up after the
break?
We'll
do some headlines. You can never tell. And then maybe some more Bellator-type production elements.
Coming up next. It's the show fight fans turn to, Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96.
Hey, Fight Fans, it's Arch Madness, DSP, and Iron Mike from the Mixed Martial Arts Show.
And our friends at Time Warner Cable are hooking you up with a watch and win promotion like nothing else.
All you have to do is order UFC 137 through Time Warner Cable, and you're entered to win automatically.
One lucky Fight Fan is going to win a UFC 139 viewing party courtesy of Time Warner Cable.
And guys, they are hooking you up. The grand prize winner will get UFC 139 for free and also get an autographed Chuck Liddell fight glove and hooks up themselves and 10 of their buddies with UFC mouse pads, decals, t-shirts, DVDs, and pizza for everyone.
And to top it all off, you'll get a personal phone call from UFC fighter Brennan Schaub.
So don't forget to watch and win as you order through Time Warner Cable UFC 137, channel 701 or 1701 in HD.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96.
Hey, Fight Fans, it's the gang from the Mixed Martial Arts Radio Show every Saturday morning here on QFM 96 at 9 a.m. Talking about our newest sponsor and one of our favorites, the good folks at Time Warner Cable.
There's no better way to catch the fights than in high def on your cable box, and you can click on the DVR and not miss a second.
Now, I gotta tell you guys, after that last UFC, how many times did you watch that Chael Sonnen fight over and over again?
As of the last 20 minutes, probably a half a dozen.
How great is that to have a DVR that you can rewind, fast forward, pause in high def?
Nothing's better than that, Doug. And I'll tell you, the folks at Time Warner Cable, they do it better than everybody else.
So when fight night rolls around, have the gang over, take a seat on the couch, and tune in to all the UFC action on pay-per-view, channel 701 or 1701 in high def.
So do what we do. Check out all the UFC action on pay-per-view with Time Warner Cable.
Time Warner Cable and the UFC, are you kidding me? It's the perfect combination.
The biggest name in the sport enter the radio cage with Arch and DSP. It's Mixed Martial Arch on QFM 96.
QFM 96, Ohio's Best Rock Mixed Martial Arch. It's the show Fight Fans Turn To. It's time for headlines. They're brought to you by Ultimate Wrestler. It starts here, it ends here. Ultimate Wrestler Clothing. Visit theultimatewrestler.com.
You know, I wear my shorts around the house still.
Do you still wear your shorts?
Yeah, I got them there. I mean, since I'm not at Buckeye right now working out or anything, but I got to wear them once in a while to feel cool.
Still get compliments. Still get questions of where they can get the DSP walkout tee. And all the Ultimate Wrestler clothing, just check them out at theultimatewrestler.com.
I'm kind of jealous.
What's that?
I'm kind of jealous. DSP's got his Ultimate Wrestler shorts. You got your Clay Guida shorts.
What do you need? You need, but dude, you have freaking Roy Nelson's mullet wig.
Yeah, dude. What the hell?
I mean, that's pretty sweet, dude. I don't have one of those.
Yeah.
It's not as comfortable.
Well, you wear it well, bro. Iron Mike, what do you have for us?
All right, guys. The big news this week, of course, is GSP injures his knee.
What?
He is out. And the fight with Conda is postponed. And now the main event of UFC 137 will be Nick Diaz versus BJ Penn. I guess the injury happened during a shoot boxing sparring session.
Don't we have some audio from that?
You have audio of that, don't
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
Oh,
we
my goodness.
We have a little bit of audio when that happened, the injury occurred.
Let's check it out.
Yeah, it's a Mixed Martial Arch exclusive.
Are you left here, buddy?
Wow, man.
That sounds painful.
That does. That's a tough.
He was going on there for a while.
That's a tough one, man.
Man, you don't mess with their knee, I guess, but I mean, if there was that, some Canadian rap in the background?
I don't know, but there was report of this big giant chicken that was outside of the gym, so I don't know if that that plays a role in that in any of the family.
So what do you guys think, though? I mean, are you still excited for the Diaz-Penn fight now?
Oh, yeah. And guys, what about this? This is something I was mulling over after about a six-pack the other day. I mean, for Diaz.
Those wine coolers?
Yeah. Oh, Zimmerman.
Isn't it crazy that Diaz was the title or the headliner, then bumped, now he's back to being the headliner?
So, so it worked out for him in a way to where he doesn't lose a paycheck. You know what I'm saying?
He doesn't lose a paycheck? About he wants to do a five-rounder with BJ, but yeah, BJ doesn't want to do it unless he gets paid for it.
Well, Caesar told him, don't be scared, homie. Do
nice.
Five rounds.
Really?
Yeah,
nice.
They're jabbing at us.
BJ wants to get paid for that extra effort. You know,
right.
He said, I'll do the five rounds, but I want to get compensated, which, you know, I can blame him.
One thing that's cool, though, is I did read a little bit from the press conference, the audio press conference. I guess BJ was saying, you know, look, I love the Diaz brothers. I like Nate. I like Nick. He's like, the only problem I have is when he's trying to punch me in the face in the octagon. So it's kind of cool that they get along. along and they have a respect.
Well, they've rolled and stuff. There's history there.
We'll see what happens.
Wow, man. That's crazy. That's crazy that BJ. Well, I mean, they're just jabbing at his conditioning.
Yeah.
Is what they're doing.
But BJ is BJ Penn. I mean, see what happens.
It's gonna be a good fight, guys. Yeah, we might surprise us.
Still, I mean, it's still a great card.
Iron Mike. What do you have?
Well, guys, fresh off his victory over Melvin Gallard, it's now looking like Anthony Pettis and Joe Lauzon want to take on.
That's good.
Our boy Lauzon, I mean.
That's good.
That's awesome.
Good. That's good. And that springboards both of them, doesn't it? I mean, that springboards.
Hopefully Pettis doesn't springboard off the cage into Lauzon's face.
Yeah, but I mean, it's like Joe, remember when he lost Sotiropoulos and all that stuff? Is like, well, he's going to, he's on the downside.
He lays under the radar a lot, you know, and obviously Pettis' last fight, I didn't think was very exciting. I mean, obviously, clearly, it went to decision, and he pulled it off. But, wait, did it go to decision? Or did he actually win by...
No, it was a decision. So,
I think this will be good for Lauzon, because Pettis is actually kind of in the limelight right now. And then Lauzon, maybe, you know, if he takes on Pettis and wins, I mean, he's beat Gallard, so, you know, that's...
This will get him in the talk. This will get them in the mix, as we like to say in this program, Iron Mike.
Up next, guys, we have some more info here about the Silva-Chael Sonnen saga that is unfolding.
Yep.
You absolutely suck.
Matt Lindland says that he has a game plan to beat Silva in 3 rounds. What do you think about that?
Well, yeah, he's going to have to game plan here from the rest of the way out, because he's not going to be fighting, obviously, anymore. If you've saw any of Matt Lindland's last, you know, half a dozen fights, he was usually sleeping pretty early in it. Now, he game plans for Chael pretty much all the time, doesn't he? And Chael usually has a pretty damn good one.
Well, he's aggressive as hell. He's all over him. But, well, Silva's going to have to prepare for that if that fight does happen. So, I mean, he's going to obviously not allow that to happen.
Guys, the sheen has worn off of the Chael Sonnen beating Brian Stann. He's not going to beat Anderson Silva, guys. I don't know. Well, he's going to even have to fight him. Is that what we're hearing? I mean, Soares is kind of...
Yeah, Soares is saying that Anderson thinks that Chael's not even worthy of the fight.
See, I think that's Anderson just kind of...
Right. Like, hey, I'm the champion. I'll fight when I want to fight.
I'll decide. Right. Exactly. I'll decide when we fight. I think he will eventually take it, but now he's just kind of determining when it's done.
And what do you guys think about Soares coming out saying Silva only has 4 fights left? I mean, do you think he's got...
That's probably about right, man. If you think about it, guys...
That could be 2 years, really.
I mean, yeah, that might be about right.
Who would you want to see those 4 fights be against?
Jones, GSP.
What else? I mean, and then throw Chael in there. I mean, I think Chael does deserve it.
Depends on what happens over the next, 6 or 7 months to see who's kind of back in. You know, I don't know.
I think we talked about it before. Do you want to see Hendo get another crack?
I don't think Hendo...
I don't know, man. I don't know.
I want to see him go out with not getting destroyed.
If it's one of those four, I mean, Hendo maybe has a beef. He's back, and that maybe was something that was promised or something. I don't know. But definitely, I personally want to see him fight John Jones. I think he should fight the Chael Sonnen fight here first, but then I want to see him fight Jones before he's done, because I do agree with Soares a little bit there. I think about 4 is actually about right. I know that sucks, and it bumps people out, because, I mean, everybody, you know, a lot of people love Anderson.
There's a limited time frame on this sport. You know, your body can only take so much punishment.
That's true.
Even though Silva doesn't really get beat up too much, so, I mean, but... You know, you can only do it for so long.
Fellas, how cool is this? We've waited a long time to get the commish on, and we have Bernie Profato waiting on the line, and we'll talk to him when Mixed Martial Arts continues on QFM 96. Hey, fight fans, it's Arch Madness, DSP, and Iron Mike from the Mixed Martial Arts Show.
And our friends at Time Warner Cable are hooking you up with a watch and win promotion like nothing else.
All you have to do is order UFC 137 through Time Warner Cable, and you're entered to win automatically.
One lucky fight fan is going to win a UFC 139 viewing party courtesy of Time Warner Cable.
And guys, they are hooking you up. The grand prize winner will get UFC 139 for free and also get an autographed Chuck Liddell fight glove. And hooks up themselves and 10 of their buddies with UFC mouse pads, decals, t-shirts, DVDs, and pizza for everyone.
And to top it all off, you'll get a personal phone call from UFC fighter Brendan Schaub.
So don't forget to watch and win as you order through Time Warner Cable UFC 137, channel 701 or 1701 in HD.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96. Time to enter the radio cage. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
QFM 96 Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show fight fans turn to. And this is a guy that we've been trying to get on for so long, and we've got him. It's the Ohio Athletic Commissioner, Bernie Profato. What's up, Bernie?
Good. Everything's good. How's it going with you?
We're great, man. We're great. You know where we're going with this. We've been talking about it on our show, playing the guessing game. Who do we think's going to come? What's going to happen to coincide with that week of the Arnold? Is there any leads? Is there anything that you can tell us, Bern?
Well, yeah, there's just something came up just recently. And again, it's nothing's ever in stone until you sign paperwork and stuff. But there's a lot of things in the talking stages now because of the time frame and wanting to get everything on a roll, especially as big as the Arnold is. And to if they want to be involved with the Arnold, the people scheduling the Arnold would want to get people involved there. So right now I'm not at liberty to give anything out, but just some of the things that were in discussion. The UFC, it may be difficult for them because the week before they're going to be in Japan doing an event in Japan.
Gotcha.
I really don't know what the status. I don't think people know what the status of Strikeforce is going to be until they find out whether Showtime. Showtime is going to continue their contract. And it seems like, they're losing a lot of their champions because of when the UFC took them in. I think some of the people would rather, upgrade, but rather fight for, at the next level, I might call it. I don't know if that's the right terminology. So there's questionable areas there. I think a couple things that came up that next year, not this year, but in 2013, will be the 25th anniversary of the Arnolds. And that would be a great thing to bring in a huge UFC fight, because right now they've expanded so much. Before they were in the United States, and now they're global. I mean, now they're in Australia, Europe, they're in India, they went to Brazil. They're taking the show on major. Now they're going to go to Japan and then Korea in the Asian market. So, they're going to start limiting probably the amount of events that they have in the areas in the United States. Ohio will be still be considered one of the mainstays for them to come to. That's what they've said to us. Maybe next year with the 25th anniversary would be better. In saying that, Bellator is very interested in if they don't, Bellator, out of respect for them, said, if they want it, naturally it's theirs. If not, we would be very interested in being considered. So I think that's where it's at now. We're talking, either you got to let the UFC groups got to have to let them know quickly what direction they want to go. And if not, then they have to make a move from the Arnold to, secure, because, it is a big draw. The MMA, the sport of MMA is a big draw. And, Bellator had just an exciting show up in Canton. It was just, matter of fact, Nick Lembo, I believe, is a top person in this sport as far as knowledge, and he must, he must have 20 TVs in his house, and he watches MMA on every one of them from all parts of the world. And he called me that Sunday afternoon at my home and says, Bernie, that's one of the best MMA shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And for a guy that has seen tens of thousands of them since the 90s, that's a heck of a compliment to them. And I'm sure that if they do get that opportunity, I believe they've got to come with their best. And so I'm hoping that, things will work out to get that worked out. Everything, again, nothing is
absolutely
stone. Everything is in the talking stages. And so, but what I'm saying is things are in the movement this early because of March 1st comes around, or the first weekend of March comes around real fast.
Gotcha. That Bellator show was exciting. In fact, we just had Dan Spahn on our program, okay, and what an exciting knockout he had.
Oh, unbelievable, wasn't it?
Jeez. Oh, he's good. He's good, Bernie. He might be one of our next ones. You know what I mean?
Oh, listen, we have so much great potential here. And I think the reason is, and you know, it's because, and not only us, it's a, you know, there's no I in the word team, and this has just been a great team effort by the trainers, the fighters, the administrators. We've gotten great support from Governor Kasich and his staff that, you know, totally says, hey, keep us going in the right direction. We're up here. We're on the top. You know, we're going to be behind you and support you in anything you need. When you have that coming good going for you, that's also a plus. You know, and so we have a lot of things. But the thing here is Ohio Standard, we're kind of proud of it. Some people complain about it, but the people complain about it are those that don't have a goal in life. Or, you know, we have a high standard here to compete. And if you lose so many fights, you know, if you lose 5 or 6 fights in a row, you're done here for 6 months because you probably should be looking at another sport. You know, that's what it is. We don't want to really hear these excuses. Well, you know, I fought on my weight class. I wasn't training.
Right, right.
You know, no, I tell these guys, listen, I've been involved from boxing as a boxing referee since the 80s, and I did probably close to 2,500 fights and a number of world title fights. And I says, in all the thousands of MMA fights I've seen, I says, you know, I've never seen a fighter, be it a boxer or an MMA fighter, either walk into the ring or the cage with a gun to their head. You chose to make that decision, and you have to fall in with the results, and you have to suffer the consequences or the benefits from it, that decision.
And you know, Bernie, honestly, not to toot our own horn, but it's something we've known, and I think it's from all the hard work that you and the other people at the Ohio Athletic Commission have done, is we notice that like our stuff is on iTunes and stuff like that. And we've got people all across the country, people all across the world that listen to our show. And we talk a ton of Ohio fighting, but it's just interweaved because it's such a breeding ground here for fights and stuff. It really is such a hot spot here in Ohio that people don't know if we're talking local stuff. They just know that these Ohio guys are national guys. Yeah. And it's just, we're very, very spoiled as fight fans here in Ohio.
Well, you know, and the thing that I look at here, it's kind of like even in boxing when you followed it as a referee or followed it as a regulator in boxing, and I think it's anywhere in the country, and you that followed us would understand, you know, everybody has their standards, and like in boxing, like, you know, and again, I'm not trying to degrade or make fun of any other things, but,
right.
You know, a boxer or an MMA fighter from Missouri or Indiana or Kentucky that's 10-0 would be equal to a fighter in Ohio that's 6-4 or 7-3.
Yeah, I don't doubt that.
Because of the competitive nature. I just had Jason Appleton from the Cincinnati area that does the MMA big shows. He's one of our promoters. He says, you know, Bernie, I tell people as a promoter, you know what? When you fight for a belt in Ohio, you've earned it. Because we have a standard even for the club belts. You have to have a winning record, and you can't be coming off of a loss unless it's a decision loss to a very competitive fighter or you're the defending champ. Other than that, you can't fight for a title here. And you have to have a minimum of 4 fights with a winning record because, you know, you're not going to give somebody a title fight, right, because they sell a bunch of tickets. That, you know, that's not what it's about. Give them the 10% of their ticket sales. Don't give them a belt for it.
Coming up next. Nah, I'm just kidding. Bernie Profato, Ohio Athletic Commissioner. We've got the interview going right here. We'll finish that interview. Coming up next. Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96.
It's the show Columbus fight fans turn to. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96. We are back with Ohio Athletic Commissioner Bernie Profato.
Now, Bernie, you and I talked a little bit when I was setting this interview up with you. This is Mike. And one of the things I wanted you to talk about is you told me about the 4 major characteristics that you look for and you let the fighters know that you look for in them when they come to fight in Ohio. Can you hit on that for us?
Yeah, you know, and not only the fighters, Mike, I think it's everybody. I think it's the people that are involved in the sport because, like I said, it's a team effort. We got some great trainers here. We have dedicated people, and it's kind of like the kid in Little League, you know. That kid in Little League has to set a goal, and somebody has to give that person the opportunity. And that kid in Little League wants to be a Major League Baseball player. But if he doesn't, if he plays in a non-competitive, in a nonchalant place or venue, he's going to lose interest in that. But if he has plays in a competitive atmosphere, he's always going to think he has that shot. Now, you know what? Maybe one kid out of every 20,000 or maybe more than that will make the major leagues. And it's the same way in amateur MMA. These kids that are dedicated, these fighters that are dedicated, have that goal to go to the UFC. They've given them that perk to look for. You know, their goal when they start this is to get there, and we're going to put them in the right atmosphere, the competitive atmosphere, to get there. Like you said, Bonington, these guys like that, these guys are, you know, they're competitive because, you know, there's not a fight in Ohio that I don't examine and try to, you know, match it up so it's competitive. That, you know, we learned that from boxing's mistakes, and Dana White made a comment, and I take it to heart from day one. He said, we've learned from boxing's mistakes, and I saw that when I was a boxing referee, that yeah, you don't let the guy that's 0-10 fight the guy that's 10-0 because, right, you know, he sells a lot of tickets. But in this sport here, it's totally different than boxing, and again, I'm a boxing peer. I'm a former national boxing champion in the 60s, so, you know, I'm a boxing peer, a boxing referee, but this sport is really opened my eyes, and I've learned so much, and the thing that we've talked about, Mike, was I go back in this sport, when it reflects to me, that it goes back centuries to the martial art traditions. It goes back for centuries. And that tradition brings forth four things. And we expect those four things of anybody that participates, including my officials. That's self-respect, respect for your opponent, respect for the sport, and self-discipline. If you can't bring those four things to the table, you don't belong here in Ohio.
That's great. That's great. We're talking to Ohio Athletic Commissioner Bernie Profato. And Bernie, I have one quick question here.
Sure.
I know we gotta let you scoot here. You're a busy, busy man. I was at the press conference a couple years back when you presented Dana White the lifelong, you know, that they can put on fights here in Ohio. How was that? I mean, that had to be... it had to be special for them. You know what I mean? That really, that just had to give them more mo to go to states like New York and other states and say, hey, look, this is what Ohio's doing. This is the ship they run, and they're giving us a lifelong pass here. Come on.
Right. That's why, I think that's the same event where Bud Light gave the notification of them being the sponsor for the UFC.
Awesome. Yeah.
And Dana wanted it there because of the program and the regulatory issues that Ohio has. They want to come in to a place that takes charge of the sport. They want to because they want their fighters, you know, just like in the Strike Force, you know, we made the one fighter who had tested positive for he has been drugs in the past.
Right.
I made him take a test. He, you know, he's in that heavyweight elimination thing. He had to pass a extensive steroid drug test before we would even consider him being on the card.
Right. That's and you know, more states need to follow and tow, man. It really would. It would explode the sport into what we know it will be here eventually. You know,
yeah,
that's for sure.
Yeah. Well, again, you know, it takes a lot of people, yourselves, guys with the enthusiasm like your station that gets that word out and says, you know what, hey guys, people are fighting Ohio because they're protected. You know, I do get some issues that wrap around from the, and I really feel sorry for them in the promoters in that Cincinnati area, because these guys will tell them, well, you know what, I don't have to have a blood test in Kentucky or Indiana. I'm going to go over there and fight. Well, so be it. But you know what?
Right.
The thing here is when you come to Ohio, you're going to have it, my friend, because you're not going to give anybody a pass on, you know, HIV or Hep C or HIV to somebody because you caught it from somebody over there that didn't have a blood test. And you know, the eye-opening thing on this was, on the blood test, the biggest proponents and the biggest supporters that I had put this, when we went forth with it, were the wives, the girlfriends, and the fiancés of the fighters.
Amen. Amen.
Because they're saying, hey, I know my mate is clean, but I don't know if his opponent is, and my God, I don't want to have my family halted before it gets started.
And it's that important. Yes. I mean, you know, it's that important.
Well, since we've been doing this, we've kicked out a little over a dozen cases of Hep C.
Isn't that something? Isn't that something? That's that stuff you never really hear about, but that's what you deal with on a daily basis, huh, man?
But it's, you know, it's great. You know, I just enjoy the support we get from, and that's why, listen, I take this stuff home with me. I put in 50, 60 hours a week on this, when I go to these events down there at the major events, that's on my own nickel. And I'm not trying to whine and cry about it because I don't. I don't have to do it. Just like the fighter, nobody's put a gun to my head to make me do it. I like to do it because it only helps us get better. And even with my officials, I'm constantly updating them. The fighters, we're constantly updating them. And because you know what? Right now, we're us in New Jersey, the top two states in the country. And I tell my people, it's harder to stay number one than it is to get there.
Yeah.
And we're going to do all we can. And listen, we get the support from the promoters who go through a lot of deal because we look in Ohio for three W's. The first W, the first win, and the W stands for win, is understandable. That first W has to be the promoter. If the promoter wins, then the fighters win.
Yeah.
And if those two win, then the state of Ohio wins, and the fans that are involved with the sport win. So it's the three wins there, but we're, as far as the regulatory, but we're on the end. And are we, you know, I'm sure that you've talked around and talked to other areas. Yeah, we are, you know, we're a strong, they'll tell you, geez, Ohio, man, they really clamped down on you there. But if we were talking about criminal law and you were a citizen and they said, boy, Cincinnati, you know, Columbus, they're really cramping down on the street crime, you'd love it.
Yeah, no kidding, man.
Because you're not a violator of the rule or the law. The same thing here. The ones that are complaining about being regulated are the ones that don't want to be regulated.
Amen. Amen.
They're the ones that want that want to go in there that are 5-0 and want to fight that guy that's 0-5.
Well, Bernie Profato, thank you. Hey, Ohio Athletic Commissioner, the Ohio Athletic Commission, please come back and visit us.
Hey,
I mean,
guys,
open invite.
Thank you for what you do. And listen, thanks for taking the opportunity to listen to me rattle on. I'm sorry.
No.
Sometimes I get too passionate about this, and I just carry on, and I don't mean to take up the airtime.
No.
You guys are really great, and I appreciate your concern and your support that we get from you guys.
We've been wanting to get you on for so long, Bernie. It's cool that we've got this relationship now with you, and we can talk to you here from time.
My friend.
We really appreciate that, and thanks for the inside scoop as far as what's going on in March. Appreciate
call
that.
Back in a couple weeks, we may even know something more.
We'll do it. There you go. Bernie Profato, that is the Ohio Athletic Commissioner, Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96. Very cool. There's the commissioner, Bernie Profato. How cool is that, man? We've been wanting to get him on for a while, guys. And then Doris over here is like,
talk to him.
He's buddies with him now, and they're all tight. That's good, man. And Bernie's going to keep us up to date with what's going on as far as what we're going to get at the Arnold. I think that's on everybody's mind.
The craziest thing, too, is I don't think he mentioned this in the interview, but when I was talking to him beforehand, you know, he sees, at least looks at on paper, every single fight that happens in Ohio.
And that's
so
insane.
I kind of pushed him a little bit, and it's like, well, can you give me an estimate? How many fights is that a year? And he kind of broke it down. He says 2,800 fights.
Wow.
Imagine that, having to look at all of those.
Man.
Is that all he does, you think?
Well, I mean, I'm sure the Athletic Commission, they deal with a lot of things. But I mean
that's his sole job, though. I mean, is the commissioner, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's crazy, man. How many again?
2,800.
Damn. Hey, and listen, these guys listen to the show, want to make sure that we give them a pop. We're talking about EAC. They're having EAC 3. It's the Extreme Adrenaline Championships. They got 15 to 20 MMA cage fights, including a title fight. That is Saturday, October 22nd.
AJ Newman.
Let me do the math on that. That's tonight, right?
AJ Newman, yeah, he fights out of Buckeye.
Oh, does he really?
Yeah. So
well, it's over at Newark High School tonight, 314 Granville Street. Doors open at 5. The first bout begins at 6. Tickets, they're going fast, gang, so you got to get yours while they're still available. They've got the pre-sales. They're $20 for general admission and $30 for VIP. For purchasing information, you can contact this number, gang. It's 740-501-5578. That's 740-501-5578. You don't want to miss it, man. That's EAC3. So a big shout out to those guys.
Guys, go out there, support the local fighters. Man. Like I said, AJ's, you know, fighting for that title, or actually fighting with the title.
With the title, cool.
So very cool. So speaking of Buckeye, you know who's been training at Buckeye?
Who's been training?
David the Flower Child McKinney.
Oh, you and McKinney, and you're back and forth
on Facebook. He's calling me out, man.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to roll with him, I think.
You guys should roll.
Even with the bum arm, I'll roll with him.
You should.
My tricep doesn't work, I'll still roll with him. I'll use just right arm only.
You guys could be the first tag team ever in MMA.
No. That doesn't sound right.
It doesn't sound
right. So just let me know, David.
Yes. What'd you call him again?
David the Flower Child McKinney.
Oh, we got to get
McKinney. Cutting flowers.
I know what he's doing. Hey, listen, we got to get him back on the show here so you guys can...
Maybe we can do it right in the hallway.
No. It's not like he said you absolutely suck.
Well,
he did. No, McKinney,
so
you did.
You wouldn't be the worst guy there, so I mean, pretty much so.
Oh, McKinney, we love you, bro.
All right, we got Dan Spahn coming up, right?
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
He's actually out in the hallway, so let's get back to him in 2 seconds.
Hey, and remember, go online. You can check out Dan reenacting his flying knee that he did at Bellator. He does it on me. It's kind of cool. Check it out. Mixed Martial Arts, QFM 96.
More rage in the radio cage when Mixed Martial Arts continues on Ohio's Best Rock, QFM 96. The biggest name in the sport enter the radio cage with Arch and DSP. It's Mixed Martial Arts on QFM 96.
QFM 96, Ohio's Best Rock Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show fight fans turn to. This interview is brought to you by Sweet Baby Octane, the official tattoo parlor of the Mixed Martial Arts Show. Give them a call, 614-488-1300 today to set up that appointment.
Those boys do good work.
They do good work.
We can vouch for it, so.
Man, and let's say this. Doug?
Yes.
Mike, back me up on this. How long have we, I mean, since 8 seconds into his last fight, we've been wanting to talk to this cat. He is in studio with us now, Bellator Zone, Ohio Zone, Dan Dragon Spahn. What's up, dude?
Oh, not much. I'm happy to be here.
Hey, congratulations.
Congrats, man. That was awesome.
That's just,
Thank you.
You,
great.
We were like, I, honest to God, dude,
I was jumping up and down in my basement.
It was like, it was like Bieber was on TV, man. I was going ape on there. If you could, everyone, I think you guys know what we're talking. If you're listening to this show at any time, you know exactly what we're talking about. It was the 8 second fight.
Was it eight or nine seconds?
No, they said 9 seconds. So,
okay.
Oh, but, man. If you would have shook that dude's hand, dude, just think about it. I mean, that you would have blown Duffy's record out as far as fight, man. I'm telling you, to talk about the fight. Just take us backstage, man, leading into it, then going out there and taking care of business 8-9 seconds into it. Talk to us, Dan.
Oh, I think I was set to do the best I could in this fight, and on that regard, I was kind of disappointed it went so fast, but you can't really be disappointed with something like that. So, but we were in the back warming up and going over everything, and it's funny, the exact move that I used, we warmed up about 60, 70 times right before I came out, and it just worked perfectly. I mean, that's our game plan, and it came out right.
Clearly, he wasn't watching you warm up.
No.
Yeah. And you know what? It's really cool. If you go to our Facebook page, Dan was nice enough to put a knee right in my chops there and show me exactly what happened. I know a lot of you out there want me to get kicked in or kneed into the
face. If you hear him whistling while he talks the rest of the show,
that's why.
Missing teeth.
Exactly.
No problem.
What was the move? I mean, is that have give us some terms. I mean, what was that you did? I mean, it was a flying knee, but it kind of what you were.
Well,
it was different than just a flying knee.
Yeah. Well, with my I have long legs and my reach, I really didn't even have to come off the ground. It was more of a I can get my since I'm like about 6'4", I can get my knees right up to my face easily, and I'm really flexible. So right. I just waited for the opening, and like I said, he did exactly what we wanted to
didn't
on the video.
Have to wait too long. So,
yeah. Now
that was so
not
fast.
Too long.
when something like that happens. And the video is, I mean, let's face it, through the MMA community, everybody has watched that video about 20 times. You can't do that move anymore. How's that work? I mean, is somebody going to, no one's going to get suckered
They're
into that again.
For that, you know?
Yeah, they might. I mean, just depends. Like, I usually strike with my hands first anyway, so people are always looking for that, and then I throw that. So if I come out, I'm going to change up every time, and I kind of tailor things to my opponent. So
right. We're all three huge Bellator fans. talk about some of the guys in your division that that you're. I mean, this is awesome, man. Now, Mpumbo, is that correct?
He's the champion right now.
He's a stud. What's this cat's deal? I mean, just talk about some of the guys in the division, including the champ.
They have some pretty impressive talent in there. I think he's extremely skilled. He's a good striker. He moves really well. He seems to be pretty versatile. And I think that they've got people like Rich Hale.
He's got extremely good boxing,
good striking, and they have even Silverback Seth Petroselli. He's in that division now, I believe. He's wanting to.
So. Hey, and I'll say this: Seth has looked pretty good his last few fights, man. He's kind of being reborn a little bit in the MMA world. He really has.
He looks more like this is his weight class because he looked a little slow, a little like overweight at heavyweight. And now he looks like he's really doing well at this weight class. And then that Tim Carpenter, he just finished a prelim fight and he knocked a guy out with an uppercut. So he's another guy in my weight class to look at. So
what was it like, man, after the knockout? I'm sure it was a whirlwind. I mean, talk about that. I mean,
it's one of those things. Just like, I mean, it takes a while to sink in. I mean, you can watch a video. I'm still kind of ready to go right after I do it.
So. Oh, no, dude, you were like so jacked.
Stop you. You were like ready to pounce on him.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how you got to be, too. You just got to think finish until you're completely stopped. And sometimes you don't even realize.
So where we're at right now, middle towards the end of October here, and when that fight happened, what have you been doing since? I mean, obviously in the gym, what's going on?
Oh, yeah. I mean, that night I went and trained. So, because I didn't feel like I got enough out of the fight, so I had to go train.
Did you hear that?
You wouldn't train?
Dude,
I went to bed after my fight.
Oh, my God. You don't want to know what I did, honestly.
Yeah,
God,
I tried to at least get about 3 or 4 rounds in so I could feel like I got a fight in.
I was going to say, like, after you train that much for a fight and it only lasts
that makes sense.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
It's going to be go in there, lift and run and down, do some sprints and everything and get rounds in. So
I'm the same way. It's like I'll buy a 6-pack and it's like, dude, you're going to quit after 2. Come on.
Everybody else has done.
No, you're going to finish those other 4, man.
Good way to look at it.
I've always wondered that with fighters, you know, that, you know, a fight ends so fast after training for a couple months or whatnot. Is it kind of like a letdown because you're like, I just trained this hard? And all of a sudden, it's over just like that. It's got to be a little bit of a disappointment. Obviously, winning like that's obviously great, but slightly disappointing.
I'm just glad it wasn't more of those. It wasn't like a TKO stoppage from an injury or something like that. I mean, this was at least more like full definitive knockout. So
that's one thing
that gives a consolation.
So. No one's gonna deny that, man, for sure. So if people want to follow you, get in contact with you, how do they do that?
They can find me on Dragon Spawn on Twitter or Facebook. I'm on Facebook as well, Dan Spawn. I have a fan page as well, Dan Dragon Spawn, as an athlete page. So any of those would work really well. And
they can check out the video actually on YouTube, right?
Yep. All you have to do is type in Dan Spawn KO, and it should bring it right to
you. Nice. It's fast. You can watch it a bunch of times over and over again.
Oh, yeah, Dan, by the way, coming up next. All right, now that we're back,
Coming up next, that kicks it up a notch,
doesn't it, Dragon?
Definitely, sure.
Hey, if you could, we're talking to Dan Dragon Spawn with Bellator. Could you? I mean, talk to us, man. What's the future hold?
What is coming up?
Yeah,
next
what is coming you? Up next?
Oh well, I can't release too much, but I know for sure I'm gonna be working with him in the near future, and I plan on making the most out of it, and we're gonna try and make the next big thing. That's what I want to be. So. That's what you got
to
be.
Hey. You got to keep us up to date on what's going on.
Yeah, please definitely. Do. Because
you got a lot of fans in the Ohio area, obviously, and we're obviously big supporters of you. We'd like to see you go even further. So, you know, keep us in the loop.
Keep us in the loop, bro.
Oh, yeah. As soon as I find out anything, you guys will know first.
Best of luck.
What do you think of Diaz and Penn fight coming up next week?
I think they could go either way, really. I mean, Diaz is pretty talented. Penn's really well-known. And I just think, I guess, whoever starts engaging first and whoever keops the action up is probably the one that's going to win that one.
And isn't that crazy? Because, I mean, that's kind of what they're both known for.
Right,
exactly.
I mean, that's one, if you're talking about just meat in the middle, I mean that would be a fight right there.
Even without GSP and the Condit fight, you know, I'm still actually looking forward to that card. There's a bunch of people, fights that whole night. But I am disappointed that the championship fight's going to be canceled, but, you know.
I mean, personally, fight of the night is definitely going to be Big Country versus Crow Cop. Come on now.
Our bad. He's a big Country fan.
You got to be wearing that wig again.
And Iron Mike has the Big Country, the wig and everything and all that stuff. Hey, one other fight on that card coming up. And this is our, you know, our next big pay-per-view. It's the one that kind of has me
intrigued. Which you can watch on Time Warner Cable.
You can. 1701 on your in HD.
High def or 701.
Let's see here. The Mitrione and Congo fight. That one, I'm pro Mitrione right
now,
man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, talk about that one.
Well, I've got to watch him and see him work. He comes to my gym where we train at JG MMA, so Actually, the plan was we're going to try and get in contact with him, and I'm going to start training with him so I have a larger guy to work with. I mean, I haven't talked to him too much about it yet, so I'm sure he's going
to
be like,
send him our way. We've always wanted to talk
to him. We've always wanted to talk to Mitrione. He just seems like a cool dude, man.
Yeah, he is. He's a really nice guy. He was helping Rich out for his last fight before everything got canceled with Nogueira and everything, but he's a really cool guy. He looks, I mean, he's kind of different in there. Like, I mean, he won't wear his mouthpiece when he's sparring stuff. I mean, just chewing gum while he's sparring with you, so it's kind of throws you for a loop a little bit.
Wow. But, hey, listen, Dan Spahn, thank you so much. You know what I said, man? It's the truth. We're huge fans, and the best of luck to you, man. We're pulling for you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Dan Dragon Spahn, what do you think, DSP?
Very cool. Very cool, man.
Very cool. Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show Fight Fans Turn to, QFM 96. Wow. How cool is that, guys, huh?
Super happy for the guy. I mean, couldn't be a better guy getting some recognition in the sport, doing some good things. And he was my corner man, so, you know,
no kidding.
How cool was that?
Go ahead, Doris.
Well,
I'm sorry.
Stop and think, you know, here he is, you know, Rich Franklin, Matt Mitrione. He's dropping, these are guys that he's going to be training with.
Guys that we've been watching for a long time.
He's on his way. I'm telling you. He's on his way.
Yeah, and here's something, you know, you always, I get people asking.
Your teeth whistling?
What was that? Oh, yeah. Did you see where he freaking sent those two knees
up on
my chops? Yeah, go to our Facebook page and check that out. But no, I mean, people always ask me, hey, have you met this guy? Have you met that guy? I'm telling you right now, if you're looking for somebody to be a fan of, make it Dan Spahn. I mean, is he not just like, he's a cool dude, man. He's laid back. He's very focused. He's humble. I mean, dude, think about it. Anybody else that knocked a guy out in 9 seconds, 8 seconds, whatever. I mean, could you imagine that head trying to walk through the door?
Chip on their shoulder. Not him, man. He's down
there. Yeah, but he knocked the guy out, went and trained some more.
Yeah.
Well, not only like, hey, I just won. And like, you would say even a normal fighter would celebrate and maybe take the night off. No, I went back in the gym after I did it.
Yeah,
those are the guys that
make it to the top, man.
Next level.
And I tell you, he's got some good things in the works. And he said he's going to keep us in the loop, man. So
how cool is that?
I root for that guy so hard, man. It's good. He's an Ohio guy. That's easy to get behind. And man, oh man, that's just good stuff. Good luck, Dan Spahn.
Mike, you want to tell everybody how to get a hold of us again?
Yeah, you can always email us at MMA@QFM96. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter, or you can call the listener line at 614-222-8433.
And I'm not going to do this now because that means Doug has to fire up those guitars again. But listen, when you call the listener line, give us your best coming up next.
Yeah, maybe we'll use it next week.
We'll just use everybody's coming up next. We'll just use those in the...
I'll make a promo, funny promo out of it, or, you know, we'll just use it in the show. I don't know.
Leave us
a comment anyways. Let us know what you guys are thinking. You know, maybe you guys are an up-and-coming fighter, want to be on the show. Leave us a message. We'll get a hold of you.
Equal opportunity.
We're equal opportunity interviewers.
We absolutely are, Doug.
And you usually win when you talk to us, so that's our record. So.
That's true. You come on our show, and you win. That's right. Anything else, guys? What a great
Thank
show.
Our sponsors, jam-packed. You know, Time Warner Cable, Bud Light.
How cool was that? Octane. Bernie Profato was telling us about when Bud Light signed. That had to do right here in Ohio.
Yeah, man. That's the truth, though. It's the truth about all the things that go on in Ohio. It seems national because a lot of the names that you see and hear, these dudes are from Ohio. So it's so cool, man. We're spoiled here. That's for sure. And guys, we're spoiled as radio hosts because we do appreciate you guys out there in the MMA community and the fans as well who check us out every Saturday morning, man. We're very appreciative of that. And we've got some great things planned coming up in 2012, man, for sure.
So still some big fights next Saturday, so we'll get you guys some more details next week.
That's right. Don't be scared just because GSP is out, homies. No, you know what
scared.
I mean?
We're not scared.
No. Guys, see you next week. Mixed Martial Arts. It's the show Fight Fans Turn to, QFM 96.
You've been listening to Mixed Martial Arts, sponsored by Bud Light. Here we go with your host, Arch Madness, co-host and producer, Doug St. Pierre, executive producer, Iron Mike Dorsey, production assistant, Ty the Canal Zombie Stevens. This has been a Wilkes Broadcasting production.
Oh!